Welcome to r/smut, where we find the spiciest stories that Reddit has to offer and read it to you, horny little rats. It's time to r/smut up and listen.
Hey, it's Charlotte.
It's Riley.
And we're back with more Reddit erotica.
Hey, welcome back.
And if you're listening to this on your normal podcasting platform, head on over to Patreon. We do this every Tuesday.
And this first one comes from Plukas1. And the title is, Human Castaway on Mars is Seduced by Curvy Female Android. And the tags are female 35, male 30, male female, sci-fi, robot, hand job, hot dogging. What is hot dogging?
I want to say it's where a guy puts his wiener between your pussy lips.
That's not even fun. I picked it because hot dogging, I thought there would be a hot dog.
There might be. I don't know. I'm just saying what I'm guessing hot dogging is.
What you said makes sense.
Yeah.
After fine-tuning Panko's new actuators, Wise began applying her synth skin grafts. She was nude like before, but this time neither made a big deal of it. The female-coated android was slim but modestly curvy, with slate-gray skin and long bluish hair that fell past her shoulders. Her face was a featureless display screen, much like the visor on a motorcycle helmet, rendered non-functional with a crack running across it. The human maintenance engineer followed the usual top-down repair pattern, starting with her head and working toward the rest of her body. When he got down to her upper abdomen, she suggested, "We could make that area bigger if you want."
Bigger boobs.
Oh. He blinked, then blinked again. "You mean your chest? I know you like observing that part of me when you think I am not looking." He opened his mouth to deny it, then thought again. A robot would pretty easily be able to detect his eye movements. "Sorry, I try not to do it often. I appreciate you being polite about it, but enhancing that area might also give you more options for a pillow at night."
Oh. There's no better pillow than a pair of titties.
No. He ran his hand through his short, bister hair, thinking she was joking, but she seemed serious. They certainly had more than enough smart gel packs to pad her generously. Plus, the primal, eternally horny male part of his brain was practically screaming at him to do it. "Are you sure? You won't mind? It was my suggestion. Just make sure I do not have trouble squeezing into a vac suit." He laughed. "We'll go as big as you want. Just tell me when to stop." At her go-ahead, he began working in the individual gel packs and feeding them programmed current so their contents slowly expanded and molded together with the ones already installed. Panko kept him going until she grew from a modest B cup to a full C cup with just a tinge of sag.
Nice. Just a tinge. Oh.
Just a tinge.
Afterward, he spent the next half hour repairing the rest of her synth skin. He was just about to pack away the repair kit when she stayed his arm. "Wise, wait. Maybe we could do a bit more. Is there a spot I missed?" "Technically, no. But now I feel my outline might be too top-heavy. Perhaps we can even things out down here to match." She turned and leaned over, striking a pose that pointed her posterior at him. The young man sucked in a surprised breath. Was she just openly teasing him now? "Sure, it shouldn't take too long." He carefully split open the electrostatically bonded seals on the synth skin around her buttocks. He followed her direction at inserting the gel packs and adding additional skin to expand her rear, like with her chest. Once the smart gel was installed, its own internal programming took over shifting, expanding, and evening out the additional material in the proper proportions. He kept showing Panko screenshots of her new bottom, making manual adjustments as needed. When the whole process was complete and the synth skin seamlessly sealed back up again, Panko pushed her newly rearranged arse up at him. "What do you think, Wise? Nice and pillowy. Could you get some good sleep on this?" Eyebrows on the male raised high. He had gotten so used to her restrained formality that this casual playfulness caught him by surprise. Panko's enhanced posterior not only included thicker buttocks, but wider hips as well, the new curves blending fluidly into thighs and waist, where her rear before had boasted only two modest bumps that merged smoothly into one another. Her new one, an actual, if small, cleft between her cheeks.
A robot BBL.
Yeah, a nice little rump. Ah, oh, I love that word. Such a good word. Rump.
Rump.
Ah, crisp.
The male felt his heartbeat rapidly as he regarded her raised chassis. He might have had some out-of-date thoughts about robots, but he wasn't so dumb as to ignore a woman showing off her naked backside to him. "I think maybe I can't tell how soft it is just by looking." The robot looked back over her shoulder. Her blank face screen regarded him for several long seconds, and for a moment, Wise thought for sure she was going to pull away. Instead, she pushed her posterior up at him even more. "Then you should feel as much as you want." His palms were on her smooth, synthetic buttocks without a second thought. His fingers roamed over her curves, delighting in how pliable they felt when gently squeezed. She giggled lightly. "I guess you like feeling at my lewd robot ass, hmm? Okay, girl."
"Yeah, sassy robot."
"Yeah, I do," he confessed, "but I don't think I ever heard you say dirty words like that, much less expect you to, you know, act dirty too." She wiggled her bum under his fingers. "I told you I am capable of a full array of human emotional responses, including acting horny. Who says I am acting?" She gave out small gasps as he bent down and delivered an affectionate kiss on her curves. "You can test out my new buttocks if you want," she said, "the way males like." He blinked, suddenly acutely aware of his shaft hardening in his trousers. "Are you sure that's okay? You're not just following some company courtesy policy or something?" "Company courtesy? Do you think this is in a corporate manual?" She turned and reached back, fully encircling her fingers around the tip of his member as it poked up into the fabric of his leggings. She rubbed lightly, delighting in the cuteness of his deep moan. "You have treated me very nicely and have rescued me twice now. It makes me think you might be a good partner for more than just immediate survival. So, do you want to scratch this itch? We obviously both have." "Sure, but how do we work this?" When he had found her, Panko had been as smooth as a storefront mannequin, lacking physical genitals. Apparently, those parts on modern androids were modular and removable, and she had stored hers away to better concentrate on her job as a ship steward. Unfortunately, those were inaccessible now, smashed to ruin along with the front half of the ship during the crash landing. "I do have this very new jiggly butt." She flattened herself onto her stomach on the crash couch. "Do you know what hot dogging is?" Wise stripped and tossed aside his clothing in record time. He rummaged around in a recovered medical pack and fished out antibacterial gel that could double as lubricant.
"Oh, well, she's a robot. Doesn't matter."
"Yeah."
"But his pee hole."
"Yeah. I also like that she has a modular vagina."
"I know, it's very cool. How cool would that be if we, like, all had that?"
"Wow. I'd love that.
Just take it on and off. Like, your boobs, too. Your butt. Everything." "Oh,
imagine.
Oh, just be a blank slate."
"I'd love it."
With just a few squirts, he covered the newest cleft in Panko's synth skin, making her titter lightly. The android shifted forward to make more room for the male and braced herself, with hips slightly raised in clear invitation. Panko might have been synthetic, but her soft coo of encouragement sent instinctive sexual shivers deep into Wise's very organic male hindbrain. He hastily climbed fully up onto the crash couch to straddle her thighs. He shifted his hips forward, laying the full length of his throbbing member into the valley of her haunches. They both groaned aloud as his shaft made contact. Her slate-hued synth skin felt sleek and warm. The human planted stiff arms on either side of the robot's shoulders as she held onto the couch's edge. "Fuck me," she told him. "Fuck me nice and rough." "You really like dirty talk, don't you?" he said with a laugh as he began pumping back and forth in the valley of her rump. He moved slowly and gently at first, then faster and coarser as the minutes ticked by, shagging her synthetic posterior for all he was worth. He completely lost himself in the intense sensations, grunting out his pleasure like a wild beast. Panko whimpered continually, arching her back and eagerly pushing her rear back at him with every stroke. Wise couldn't be sure of how much actual pleasure she might be feeling, but she was still clearly enjoying the sensation of being fucked. Wise would have loved to keep going all night, but it had been too long since he had sex, and Panko felt so exquisite under him. After only a few minutes, before he could even utter a warning, his dick throbbed powerfully and exploded all at once in orgasm. His first heavy spurt rocketed right over Panko's head as he cried out. The following sticky loads painted the charcoal gray of her slim back with long lines of pearly white before the last dribble seeped out all over her rounded ass. Wise came down from his orgasmic high, feeling as if all the energy had been drained from his entire body. He slumped limply on top of her, then slid over beside her on his back. Panko lay her hand on his shoulder, which he immediately took up in his and gave a gentle kiss to. Her words were pleasant, but Wise barely heard them, and another instant he fell into a deep, exhausted sleep, completely and utterly spent. The end.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. So we just hot dogged her ass.
Yeah, now we know what hot dogging is.
Slay.
And this next one comes from Deleted.
Ooh.
And it's called The Found Penis. And the tags are female, male, oral, petting, and honestly, pretty weird.
Oh, I love weird.
Excuse me, have you seen a penis around here today? I clutched my purse a little tighter. This sounds like the setup to something perverted. I have mace. He pinched the bridge of his nose and sighed. I know it sounds terrible, but it's a hard question to euphemize. I've lost my penis, and I can't find it, and I've already been slapped 5 times today. Yeah, I'd slap you too.
Yeah, right away.
One girl tried to kick me in the balls, but luckily, they're missing with it. I hope. Oh shit, what if they're separated? How do you lose a penis? I ask. I don't know. It was there, and then I went to piss, and it was gone. So I must have lost it somewhere around here. I studied his face a little more closely. He was actually quite handsome, now that I knew he wasn't about to sexually harass me. Aren't you in my statistics class? Matthew, right? Oh, yeah, Stephanie. What are the odds of this happening, huh? He asked with an empty chuckle. He sighed again. He did that a lot, although I couldn't blame him, considering his circumstances. Can you feel it? Maybe it'll give you a clue, I offered. He closed his eyes and pressed his lips together. I can feel it, but I can't really feel anything distinctive. He opened his eyes. Just feels normal. If I find your penis, I'll let you know, I told him. What does it look like? What do you mean?
Where's your penis? To just walk away? All I'm picturing are those, like, penises on Big Mouth.
Oh my god.
You know how he has, like, all those penises?
Yeah. Have you ever seen One-Eyed Monster starring Ron Jeremy?
No. What is that?
It's a horror movie, so it's not technically a porn. And I know Ron Jeremy's a scumbag, whatever. But it's a horror movie where Ron Jeremy and a group of youngsters go to the mountaintops, secluded, to go film an adult movie. But aliens come down. And while Ron Jeremy is outside taking a pee-pee, the aliens go in his penis. And then his penis comes off his body and it flies around, killing everyone.
What year did this come out?
I want to say early 2000s.
All right. Adding it to the list.
Yeah, make Andrew watch it with you. There's one girl where the way she dies is it flies into her room and she screams and then it just like goes in her mouth and then comes out the back of her head.
Oh my god. Uh-huh. That's ridiculous.
It's literally just a flying, floating penis. And then there's one guy where it wraps around his neck and it like chokes him out and then he dies. He's like.
Died by dick.
Yeah.
Is it like a veiny, skin-colored dick?
Yeah. Disembodied, flying through the air, taken over by aliens, killing everyone. And the end of the movie, you know what saves the day?
Oh, God. What? Come?
A woman who does her Kegels. She's able to trap it.
Oh, my fucking God. No way. I need to see this.
Yeah.
Thank you for telling the class.
You're welcome. If I find your penis, I'll let you know, I told him. What does it look like? It'll be the one not connected to anyone, I assume. I doubt there will be others. I would have assumed yours would be in your boxers, but it's not. Maybe this is happening to men all over campus. What if I bring you the wrong one? I just think that maybe a picture would help so I know what to look for.
Okay. What's happening here?
I'll take that chance. If you find any penises, just bring it to class and I'll tell you if it's mine, okay? Okay. Matthew walked away, his eyes scanning the ground. I walked back to my apartment, set my purse on my desk, and took out Matthew's penis.
What?
Oh my god, she had the penis the whole time. A plot twist.
How'd you get it? How did it get in your little grabby hands?
She took it. I assumed it was his anyway. I had found it in the grass next to the library. What a strange looking thing it was, detached from its owner, like a worm that had discovered the bliss of double cheeseburgers and television. Fortunately for Matthew, its balls were still attached. Ew, just a dick and balls.
Ew, yeah. Okay, back to that movie real quick. Were the balls attached to it?
No, it was just the penis.
Huh, bummer.
Yeah, sorry. I picked up his manhood and let it rest in my hands. It was warm to the touch and soft. He said he could still feel it. Could he feel this? I thought for a moment. I got up and drew a nice hot bath for us, stripped and carried his penis into the bath with me. It deserved a little pampering after a rough day, and I had just found it on the ground. I placed it gently into the water, and it floated on the surface lazily. I washed myself up first before devoting my attention to it. I rubbed some soap into my hands and began to caress his flaccid penis with tender strokes. Has she had the penis the whole time, or did she find it after he said he was looking for it?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like she had it before. She just seems like that, you know?
She's a sneaky girl. She's like, oh my God, what penis? It looked so vulnerable like this, almost innocent. After a few pets, it began to react. His head swelled up. His shaft expanded and grew unevenly like a balloon inflating. At first, the upper half of his shaft hardened, then the rest. Soon it was long and hard enough for me to wrap my hands around it and stroke it as I cradled his balls in my other hand. It was so easy to cause this for him, to make him hard from my touch. I wondered what Matthew was feeling right now. Did this feel good? He must be wondering who was touching his most precious and intimate part right now. His cock practically shined now, rock hard and hot in my hand, and inviting in a way I had never considered a cock to be. Yeah, without the man attached.
What a dream.
Usually they were so demanding, attached to a man with a very definite goal in mind, only secondarily, if at all, concerned with my pleasure. But this little, well, not so little anymore, thing made no such demands of me. It just let me play with it, fondle it, savor the feeling of it in my hand. I submerged it in the water for a few more cleansing pumps and pulled it out. It was nice and clean now and all mine. I don't think she's going to give this dick back.
Yeah, you should give it back, girl.
Return the dick.
I feel like there's a way they could find it.
Mm-hmm.
Like if he gets close to your apartment, I don't know, maybe he tingles or something and he feels it. He senses he's close.
Maybe he has an air tag inside of it.
I mean, now he should.
Yeah. Just a cock ring with an air tag. And he's like, don't ask.
Don't ask. It's left me before. You don't even know.
I brought his handsome cock close to my face, his head big and red and swollen, his veins bulging. I could feel his heartbeat pulsating through his cock, although I wasn't sure how. Something inside me told me to open my mouth and I obeyed. I enveloped his shaft with my lips. I bobbed my head up and down while I caressed his heavy balls with both hands. I was vaguely aware that this had to be the most bizarre first blowjob in the history of first blowjobs. But I didn't let that bother me. I just wanted him inside me. I wanted as much of his shaft inside my mouth as I could manage. I wanted to feel his heartbeat inside me. I wanted him to feel the same ecstasy I was feeling right now. My hands slid between my thighs as I continued to suck and lick and lavish oral attention on Matthew's cock, my finger caressing my clit and slick lips. His cock stiffened in my mouth, a sudden extra firmness before it pulsated strongly and I felt his hot cum spurt into the back of my throat. My own body quivered, my muscles shaking, and pleasure shot through my body as we climaxed together. I tightened my lips' grip and greedily swallowed it down, swallowed every last drop that shot out of his orgasming manhood into me until his cock quieted and lay dormant. I took him out of my mouth. He was back to his small, innocent, harmless old self again. I gave him another quick wash and wrapped him in a towel. When I went to bed that night, I cuddled his cock like I would a stuffed animal, holding him to my breasts. She loves this dick.
It's like a squishmallow for her.
Yeah.
Cute.
When I awoke the next morning, he was large, thick, and hard against me. Well, yeah, it's the morning. My cheeks smoldered. It looked like it was just aching for attention. I wrapped my hand around him and he instantly reacted, twitching in my grip, asking me for more. A playful puppy of a cock. I squirted some hand lotion into my palm and started to stroke him off, but it only took a handful of pumps before he twitched and squirmed and cum gushed out of him onto my sheets. Oh, I gasped. That was fast. What a naughty boy. You must not be getting enough attention at home. Well, I'll be taking care of you from now on. I picked him up and gave his tip a kiss. She's not giving this dick back. This man's gonna be a eunuch.
Yeah. While he's just feeling all the sensations of his dick.
Yeah, he's like, well, at least my dick is in good hands.
Yeah.
Later that day, I sat next to Matthew in class. Inside my purse was his penis, wrapped inside of soft, clean towels. I reached under my purse and started to pet him, and Matthew grunted next to me. Oh, hey, you again. Did you ever find your you-know-what? I whispered. He bit his lip and squirmed. My fingertips fondled his rapidly hardening shaft. No, not yet. Are you okay? I asked. You look like you're in pain. I'm okay, and, it's not pain. It's the opposite, if anything. He leaned in closely to me. Whoever has it keeps using it. Using it? How? I'm not 100% sure, but I woke up this morning and it felt like I was getting jerked off. And last night, I think I got a blowjob. She's like, oh my God, weird.
Huh.
I started to rub the underside of his shaft and up to his glands with my thumb. Oh, wow. Did it feel good? His cheeks went from pink to scarlet. Yeah, at least they're treating it well. I still want it back, though. A moan escaped his gritted teeth. I'm sure you'll find it. Someday. Matthew shuddered next to me and buried his face in his arms on the desk. In my hands, his cock squirmed and writhed as hot cum coated my fingers. I wiped my hand clean on the towel. So, hey, do you want to get coffee after class with me? The end.
Wow.
Give this man his dick back, for real, for real.
For real. But also, I feel like if you found a dick like that, it would be kind of fun to just play with it a little bit.
Finders keepers.
Yeah, precisely.
And this next one comes from Dutch Peter. And the title is Poor Milkmaid Gets Spanked for Spilling Cream. And the tags are male, female, spanking, oral. You decide to give up your boring office job and go for a life in the outdoors, working down on my dairy farm. It's hard work, but honest toil, and it's great to get away from the office politics and pettiness. I've assigned you the job of carrying buckets of cream into one of the barns. It's hard work, but I'm sure you are up to it. You are wearing the uniform, cute little welly boots, and a tight white blouse, and a long skirt that's split up the side to your knee. You're wearing your hair up and a little white bonnet on top.
Cute.
A bonnet.
Anyway, you have to balance these buckets of cream on your head. It's the only way to carry them. You're really good, but you just slip in your wellies and splash. The bucket of cream comes splashing down, right all over your front. It's seeking into the fabric, making it all see-through. You quickly try to rub it off, but too late. I walk in. Yes, I'm looking at you, and I can see your lovely nipples through the material, and I'm angry, but I'm also really turned on.
He said, my cream!
My cream, but your titties. My cream, my titties.
Oh my god, what a conundrum.
Don't tell me you've spilled all that cream, I say. You try to deny it, but I'm not convinced. Yeah, obviously, there's fucking cream everywhere.
Yeah, you had one job, milkmaid.
Carry it on your head, bitch.
Yeah.
I walk over to you very slowly, then I rip open your blouse. Yes, I can see drops of cream dripping from your rock-hard nipples. I spend time studying your perfect breasts. Only one way to be certain. I run my tongue over the tips of your nipple. Yes, it's cream, all right.
What else would it be?
It was bad spilling the cream, but lying too? And what's more, from the state of your nipples, I'd say you had enjoyed it. I pull up a milking stool and sit down. I hitch up the back of your skirt, enjoying the side of your ankles and the back of your calves once I reach your lace panties. My cock starts to stir, but business is business. I can't have staff going unpunished. Your skimpy knickers barely cover your peachy white bum. I think I need to give it some color. You are going to bend over my knee, legs straight, back arched. That's it. Now brace yourself, arse high in the air, ready to be punished for being a bad working girl. Slap. Your soft bum feels divine, and you let out a little squeal that is such a turn on. Slap. I get more of a flicking motion this time, making your bum ripple slightly. You bite your lip in delight. Slap! The third one really connects. You bend your head back and let out a moan. I think your knickers, however skimpy, are giving your bum some protection. They will have to go. I yank them down, so they are between your ankles, dirtily copping a feel of your thighs on the way. I'm such a lecherous boss. You spread your legs and bend back over. Slap! Your bum cheeks are starting to redden. I love the look of your bum, but I notice a slight glistening from between your legs. It looks like your pussy is wet. I quickly run my fingers over your pussy. It's soaking wet, as I thought. You are actually enjoying this. Time for a change of tactic. I see my riding crop hanging on a peg on the barn door. I tell you to go over and fetch it. You release your hair from your bauble and allow your hair to fall over your naked breast. I get you to bend over again. I raise my riding crop. Thwack. That was a fresh, stinging, sensational feeling, but it's making you wiggle too much. I have a plan. I lead you over to the side of the barn, then tie wrists together with silk rope that we use for packaging. Then I tie your wrists to hooks on the wall. You can't move, and your bum is just right for my riding crop. Okay. Thwack.
All she did was spill some cream.
Yeah, on accident. And he's like, punishment.
Yeah, go back to your office job, girl.
Yeah. You have to carry the shit on your head? That's heavy.
Yeah.
Go sit at a desk, girl.
I rip your hitched up skirt off as it's getting in my way. Thwack. The riding cane has made a little red mark on your bum this time. You let out a scream. Every time I use my crop, my cock gets harder. I just need a check. I slide my hands between your legs and feel your pussy. As I suspected, your pussy is soaking wet. Either I will have to whip you harder or you'll have to make amends some other way. You shout for me to whip you harder. Okay, ready. Thwack.
Okay.
Okay.
You shake with the pain-pleasure combination. Thwack, thwack. I'm such a dirty man that I can't resist slipping a finger into your pussy between strokes. You can't do anything about it as you are all tied up. Thwack. Now you have 5 little red marks all over your delightful bum. One more, but it's going to be a big one. Crack.
Oh my God.
Your bum. I bring the riding cane across the flat of both our cheeks. I untie you, and you fall to your knees in front of me. You crawl towards me. I beckon you forward and instruct you to unzip my fly and ask you to take out my cock. You slowly release my hard member, taking it into your mouth. Your red lipstick slides all over my hard cock. Good job. If you can please me, you are back on the team. You slowly stroke my balls with your tongue. Your tongue is pleasing my ball sack, whilst you take my hard cock in your hand, slowly moving up and down with every lick.
Your tongue is pleasing my ball sack.
Imagine Zach saying that to you in person.
I would say, thank you.
All right. All right.
That's what I like to hear.
I think I would chuckle. You slowly pop one of my balls into your mouth, teasing the other. You release it and stroke your tongue up to the tip of my bellin. You take the tip of my cock into your mouth and suck it oh so gently at first. I hold your head so my hard cock slides deep to the back of your throat. Yes, I think you need to swallow as much as you can to make amends. That's so good. Okay, I think you are forgiven now. I pick you up and throw you down in a pile of straw. I pull your legs apart and enjoy your naked body. That lovely little puss looks so fine, and your tits glisten with sweat and cream. Your hair is all messed up and your face flushed. And I bend forward and run my tongue down you from your neck to your breast, over your belly, down the curve of your body, and finally seeking out your beautifully scented pussy. It's so wet for me after the punishment you were given. I pull your pussy lips apart slowly and enjoy looking at the stickiness against your pink lips while pushing my fingers into your thighs, putting my tongue into your wet cleft. I love your taste. Lapping away at your juice, you wrap your legs around my neck, pushing me closer. Deep in your hole, I'm straining to get as deep as I can. You demand I eat your pussy.
Yeah, that's the least you can do after all those spankings.
Yeah, you got your riding crop. Insane. I circle my tongue around the entrance to your pussy, greedily lapping up your juice. I slide a finger into your hole as I lick, making my finger all juicy. I pull my finger out and stroke your cute little bum hole as I continue to lick away at your delicious fanny. Your fanny! Slowly, I work my fingertip into your bum. I need to taste your clit, licking the little bud up and down while I stare up at your face, your fingernails digging into my skin. I suck on your moist clit while I slide 2 fingers in and out of your hole, my little finger still wiggling in your bum.
Oh, the shocker.
Yeah. My fingers love your silky pussy hole. They're slipping in and out so wet, it's easy to pump in and out deep into you. You beg me to slip my hard cock inside you. I see your head arch back into the hay as I enter you. Just the tip at first. Working my way around the entrance, you grab your breast, squeezing your nipples. I love the feel of your pussy against my cock. So warm and tight against my stiff cock. You can feel the pre-cum sliding between your pussy and my cock. Fuck me hard, you scream. Your smooth pussy feels like it fits my cock perfectly. I thrust into you hard. You are almost breathless, digging your fingernails into my back. I'm thrusting hard, 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 the tip of my cock desperately seeking your G-spot.
Hard, hard, hard.
And you begin to squirt over my cock. The sight is such a turn-on that I soon return the favor, coming all over your pussy. I'm delighted that you've put so much effort into making amends for spilling the cream. I decide to make you a head milkmaid. Well done. The end.
Head milkmaid? Hell yeah.
He said, you suck a mean dick, girl. You got the job.
Well, we hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yeah, we do. You know what to do. Get on over to Patreon. Or listen once a month. Whatever you want.
Yeah.